Right round we go. Welcome back. 8 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. It's a fantastic morning for conversations right here on 92.3. Nigeria Info, your conversation station, doesn't get better anywhere else on this side of the universe. And so our next port of call is what Rivers people, what Port Harcourt residents, what MOR residents, what Ahoda East and Ahoda West residents would like to have see during this year. The year is old now, 6 days old. So we're done with the festivities. Work has to begin. So we want you to call in, send us messages, go on our Facebook platform, drop your dossiers, drop whatever suggestions you have, all right, so that the people, the good people who are meant to be representing you, know exactly what they think, or what you think rather, should be done this 2022. Last year there were commissioning of projects. Before that we had the project beginning. A lot of people were talking about complaining the roads are terrible. Oh, hold up, this, that. But now the roads are much better, particularly with the overhead bridges that have been created now. The roads are much better. Traffic seems to be moving a bit better in some places. I can't speak for all places, but some places. But other than the roads, what else should be done and can be done within the next 11 months? What would you want to have done so that when we come back, all things being equal, December of this year, we can sit back and say, whoa, we stated that we wanted A, B, C, and D to be done. How far? What was the success story? So 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Please, when you call in, do us a favor, turn down the volume of your radio set, preferably just turn it off. That works as well. You can step away from the radio, but preferably just turn it off. Just turn it off so that we can get to enjoy your conversation. Facebook is active and available. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Get onto Facebook. Drop your comments. What would you want to have done in 2022? What projects? As we have, as the nation and maybe parts of River State have now decided to finally call Governor Wike the project governor. Mr. Project, what project would you like to have seen done in 2022? My name is Jude. This is Hello Port Harcourt. Let's have an open mic segment right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Match number 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Young from Abunima.
Good morning, Young.
Yes. I want to, the project I really want is 2022 in Calabar Kingdom. As I'm talking to you, you don't have GC Center.
You don't have a what?
Center. GC.
Oh, examination okay, center. Examination. Oh, wow. In the whole of Abunima.
In the entire Calabar Kingdom. We don't have jam center. In the entire Calabar Kingdom. We don't have any tertiary institution in the entire Calabar Kingdom.
That's a huge
story. So I'm calling on the politicians of Calabar Kingdom and the government to do something concerning this project in 2022. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Young. Young says no examination center for those who would have loved to have those things there. There is a lot of sense in that, because the further away people are from a particular maybe necessity, the more expensive it is to have that necessity met. Match number 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Yes. In fact, I know this period is everyone is trying to see how they can go back for the second tenure and probably bring in the next person that will represent them and so on.
Mm.
But there's something I would like my local government to do.
What local government is
in as much as they are planning all this planning, I want them to bring out an idea that will make Ndoni people
Ndoni
to start making money. Like this December period now, I understand something. Feed was very, very costly in the market. At least, Ndoni, my community, my local government chairman, can create, we have, in as much as we have water, because water is major, this thing that occupies my community. It shares the land, it divides the land.
Mm.
And I would like, in as much as we are fishermen,
mm-hmm.
we have land. When you're coming to Ndoni, inside Ndoni, by the left hand side, you see hectares of land owned by Ndoni. How about the local government will sit down with whoever he will sit down with, if it is the commissioner for agriculture,
okay.
and then we start planting grains in those lands, because that land is very fertile. We can okay. produce seed, and seed that will be able to feed like 60,000 beds in one of Port Harcourt. We can achieve it. If we can sit down, bring it together, his name is Victor Odili. Down, can drop this out so that Ndoni will be the number one community that will be producing bird feed. My name is Best for Roma Hale. Thank you.
Best, it's a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you for your contribution. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yes. Chief Edgar J.P.
Good morning.
From Krama, Awoda West.
Welcome.
Nigeria, I want to speak on behalf of Mexico. And then it has no roots at all.
Hmm.
The hospital at Donkrama for the doctor's mission 1947 is less than a dispensary.
1947.
It served the whole of Ondo, and it was one of the most popular hospitals. We see a hospital Catholic. Today it's less than dispensary. And then it has no life at all. But and then it produces crude oil. And specifically, the governor is giving directives and local government councils to look into illegal oil
refining, yes.
We have Orashi River, which is again a poor area in India. Part of it occupies the banks of the eastern bank of the Orashi River. The business in a way occupies part, eastern bank of the Orashi River. The whole of Ndene occupies the western bank of the river. I heard the local government, Emoha, they are taking action to curb illegal foreign bunkering. The whole of the Orashi River has found crude oil.
Wow.
Fishermen go there, it is fishermen to found crude oil.
Wow.
You go to bait in that river, you bait crude oil.
Oil, oh dear.
And as the local government, immediately, just as the government has arrested, to take action and curb that illegal oil bunkering. Thank you very much.
Mm. Okay, all right, thank you very much. That's a big worry there. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Oh dear, please do call back. Okay. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Noah.
Good morning.
My name is Ibiwari. I'm not on the Dixon.
Good morning, Ibiwari.
Yes. Me, what I want for in my own local government, where I married to, that means Kana. That local government, they are down the village. The village, no light. No light. I'm from that young village where I got married to. And I think if Ogoni had 200 villages, it's only 10 that have light. So I'm begging the big men, the senators, all the rich people.
Rich people,
they need to be light. There needs to be light in the community. No light. Okay. No water.
No water too?
Yes. No water. Me, I'm from Okrika.
Okay.
I'm married to them. Yes. In my community, we have 27 villages. And I think in Okrika, in the whole villages, even where they are doing fishing ports, there is light. There is light.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Lexi, 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Basically, in Port Harcourt City local government, thank God that they have benefited a lot from the state government. So I want to charge the local government boss to carry out fumigation in Port Harcourt City local government. Total fumigation. Too many mosquitoes. Too many harmful insects. Species of cockroaches and crickets in the night that will not allow you to sleep. Even if you fumigate your own space, the other door neighbor did not. The other neighbor doesn't. And yours cannot exist to carry the whole neighborhood. So this city, Port Harcourt local government, needs total fumigation. And also set up a system that will monitor most of these landlords who channel their sewage or their bathwater from their bathroom to the major drainage or gutter, which you normally call. They should monitor it. Because most of these landlords are just so reckless in this attitude. When they channel this, their bath water from their bathroom to the drainage, they don't even clean those drainages on sanitation days. Besides, must they wait for sanitation day? Can't they create one of those days during the week, either Saturday or Sunday evening, and carry out this sanitation in the environment? We need total fumigation in Port Harcourt City local government. Mr. Zion.
Thank you very much. 9.3, it's not a bad idea. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're well. I hope you're well, too.
Well, my brother, man, I'm calling from Bonny Island.
Okay. I need to visit Bonny, by the way.
You know what? They used to say every disappointment is a blessing.
Okay.
In as much as we lost our chairman, of local government. The woman in charge, the boss lady in charge now, I must tell you, is doing very, very well. And I can't wait for 2024 to vote for her.
Okay, so
in as much as he's serving out the tenure of her principal.
Okay, so what
I must tell you, my brother, woman is doing great.
Okay, so what do you want to have done in your area this year? Let's leave the future this year.
Yes, in as much as he has done more or much on security. He's the one that have called the security forces in Bonny and defined their job. And since then, we have relative peace. For the first time, we celebrate the festival, and I mean the Christmas and the New Year, peacefully without any problem. There has done one on that area. And as you know, as I know also, she has surveyed the ground to put up, you know, the roads. We have bad roads in Bonny. Everything cannot be done by the federal government or state government or even the LLNG or Mobile Launch or Shell. This woman has gone around.
So what, you still haven't answered my question. What do you want to happen this year?
My brother, I want her to put up the road.
Okay.
Then on the area of mosquito, then environment. Sanitation,
okay.
And all the rest.
Okay, all right. All right. Similar to what the penultimate caller made mention. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Please. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, please.
My name is Innocent.
Good morning, Mr. Innocent. Welcome.
Yes. I'm calling from the Runde.
Welcome. Okay. Oh, dear. All right. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello? Good morning. All right, let's get to Facebook now. facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. What projects would you like to have done, should be done in 2022? Bellamar Robinson says, if you have heard of Kugbo or Abureni people of Abuo Dua local Gomer, there is absolutely nothing to write home about us when it comes to the development in all aspects. No portable water, no accessible roads. The list is unending. So I would like for the government at all levels to point their torchlights of development on us as well. Monday Prince says he wants more road projects to be carried out here in Port Harcourt. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, dude.
Good morning, please.
Yes, I think I have to toe the lines of people who are talking about the environment. I think we need to take it very serious. Absolutely very serious. It's important. Yeah, it could be governor mentioned it. I think his New Year message. But we have to be deliberate about it. The whole town is getting messy. And we tend to be turning a blind eye to it. I don't know. I think maybe what we understand most here is, what do you call, tax force. But if that's going to solve our problem, maybe we should also set up tax force again. The drainages are, let's go to the roads that are newly constructed. The drainages are blocked. You can't be doing business in, on the road, or you have a house, and the drainage is blocked, and you still wait for the government to come and clear drainages. Then the water that is meant to pass in the drainage, those things are resting on the new constructed road. Over time, it wears down the quota.
Yeah.
And that's how a newly constructed road gets bad in a very short time. So what I think the government needs to do is the sanitation, whatever apparatus of the chain of the state needs to be totally overhauled. It's not about coming to pack waste and all that. What do we do about the inter where people are living and all that? How do we ensure that everywhere is kept clean? I'm throwing the line of those who are worried about sanitation. I am also worried about it. The government should overhaul the sanitation apparatus of the state. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And the environment is another aforementioned here on the program. We'll go for a break. And when we come back, we'll get to continue our conversations this morning. The question on this open mic is this. What would you want the government to do in your local government area, in the state at large, in 2022? What projects would you like to see? On WhatsApp, I want Woji Junction through to YKC Junction to be expanded or dualized up to Alcon Road. That's the project I want to see in 2022. Kalu from Woji. To me, the governor has been disappointing the Andani local government area. So for me, I want him to complete the unity, especially the Andani axis, then to Andani chairman. I want him to create jobs for us. Dennis Godwin with that message. Good morning, Jude. From Kana local government area, as the traditional ruler, what we need now is peace. Interesting. What we need now that peace has been restored, all right, I beg your pardon, now that peace has been restored, what we need now is power, electricity to all the communities in Kana. I'm tired of talking about water because we do not have portable water in Ogoni. Kawa community specifically, we need a police post. That's from Magnus Edor, Royal Chief from Kawa community. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. What I would like to happen this year is from Mr. Project One to make sure that the Rumokushi Tank Junction flyover is completed before he leaves office in a year and 6 months' time. Two, Port Harcourt and Obiakpo is too dirty for my liking. Felix Oboa-led Rewama has failed woefully, in my opinion. The Rumodai Junction to Onika and Eliozu or Orugwe Road needs dualization. People are suffering getting back to their homes at the close of the business day. That's my take. Emmanuel in Port Harcourt. So, thank you very much. We're still getting more. We'll go for a break. When we come back, more from you on what you would like to see in River State in 2022.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Well, Yes, 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 Porakot, we are back right here. The frequency is 90.3 and it is Nigeria Info. My name is Jude. This show is Hello Porakot, and we are having a conversation of our expectations, or rather your expectations for 2022. The year is 6 days old. So I think, what do you want to call it? The unwinding is probably winding down. It's time for us to for people now to roll up their sleeves and get back to work. Business must continue. So, what business would you like to have done in your area? We want to get to find out from you what you want your counselors and all those people to do in 2022. Match 23. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
My brother, good day.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Wish you the same.
My name.
Oh dear. Apologies. Once again, please, when you call in, do us a huge favor. Turn away from the radio. Preferably turn it off. If you can, you know, just walk away. All right. And let's get to enjoy having a conversation with you. 93. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, Henry from Potako.
Good morning, Henry.
Yeah. Talking about what you want to everyone this year. I think the big problem here is employment.
Project.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So you said employment is the biggest problem here.
Yes, employment is the problem here.
Okay.
So without real estate, see thousands of units packed up, no job. The next thing is flight back, all the time. So I think employment is the major problem here.
Okay, all right. Employment should be prioritized. 93. Good morning. Hello, Potako.
Yeah, good day, man.
Good morning, please.
Happy New Year.
I wish you the same. Happy New Year to you.
I know I'm Rundele, and what I want the government to do as a meta project in my community, linking our road that is completely in a state of used to repair, you know, and moving it from the East West Road to Amandele. Because currently the government is constructing a bridge from Amandele to link up Abuja. But the road linking to that very point, that Amandele, is completely in a state of disrepair. It's bad and unpassable. Now, also, government of Governor Wike has been doing projects in community, you know, road network. You know, the community should need a road network from this government as a project government. And then also, we need some other development. Last time, the flood engulfed the entire community. And the community is an Nigerian
community. The entire community,
you
say?
Yeah, everybody is a farmer. Hello?
Did you say the entire community?
Hello?
Did you say the entire community?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it's on record. You can come and find out. Hello?
Yes, go on, please. Go on. We'll listen to you, please.
So, the entire community was engulfed by flood. And the problem, the important effect is that currently now they are following in that community because all the cadavers got rotten. Yam, cocoyam, plantain and other things there, you know, and it is.
Hello, please. Hello. Oh dear, apologies for that that connection, not particularly great. Match number 3, Nigeria Info, good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning. Hello, Potako.
This is Dakuku from Awoke.
Good morning, Dakuku.
So my comment is that my own place, particularly Apoka and Tumoyo, have not even noticed what is the toll, top of to know what is the electricity. I want the government of the state to bring light in our place. So I say, country in a state, the road given to us, they say people are traveling over it. They're supposed to be double lane. Then let me say that now for this year. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Wants the road to be dualized, he says. Let's see now, the Omuma local government chairman, right, should tell Omuma people what he is using the allocations since he was elected to do. No development. Nothing is happening in Omuma. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. In my local government area, there is a lot of insecurity. Ahoda West local government area. I am using this medium to inform the chairman of Ahoda West, Honorable Hope Ikiriko, to improve on this insecurity in 2022. Innocent from Ahoda. Good morning, Jude. Noye, here from Omuma, says, I want to see the governor of River State, Mr. Project, to commence the construction of the Umakili Eberi Road promised to our people during the visit to Omuma local government area, because he said that road is in a sorry and terrible state currently, and I want to also see massive employment in the state, promotion of workers and payment of pensions and gratuities to retirees without clamor. From Noye, Omuma local government area, 1923. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm Wosu Chima. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Wosu.
Thank you very much, Jude. What I want to see in this year, 2022, I think the revitalization of the Moribond School that I was built by past administration in my community, Rumodogo 1, or dead. You understand?
Okay.
Jude, it's indeed an eyesore to see that the environment where these children get to learn, Jude, is something else. So I really want to see how the government will come in, especially Chidiloy, at least with what I'm seeing, I think it's moving on the right direction. I want to see that school, you understand, being put in a way. I'm not asking much. At least let it be put in a way whereby the children can learn on that conducive environment. Let them have seats only. I'm not talking of everything, but just seats for them to sit down. You understand? Because this is
the 21st
century. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for sharing. 93, good morning, please.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning. Please, can you turn off your radio set,
please? Yes, I've done that. My name is Onyeogu Samuel.
Welcome, Samuel.
I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Thank
you. Yeah, Jude, among other things I want the government of the day to do is to create employment for the youth. If we create employment, crime will reduce. And also industrialize the state by providing power. If we provide stable power in River State, I bet you a lot of companies will come in from outside the country and there will be employment. And let me also join my brother Noye to say that to remind the governor the promise he made to Omuma people constructing the Umakali Eberi Road. That road is very important to the people of Omuma. That's my take this morning, Jude. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much for your time. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Apologies there. Hello, good morning, please.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Fine morning to you. Jude, it is on record that since the beginning of this administration, no project has been flagged up, another commission in Andoni local government. You can go and do your investigation after this call. The only work that the governor promised the people, the completion of the Unity Road, up to now, nothing has been done to that road. So we want to beg the governor to please, in this 2022, turn his attention to Andoni. Even if we commit any crime, please let him forgive us and help us. At least flag up one project and possibly complete that Unity Road that he promised in his campaign. At the second revenue, thank you.
Thank you very much. I find it very funny when I hear that line that if they've done anything, that the governor should forgive them. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the governor under the employ of the people? Maybe I'm wrong. Manchester 3. Oh dear. Sorry about that. Alexina, good morning, Jude. First of all, I want to appreciate all the audio fights, interesting, against illegal oil bunkering by my local government chairman of MOA. But I'd like him to work together with the Kwe local government chairman to link Omodioga Omerulu Road. Secondly, Elele Omoku Road is in a bad state. I would urge the state or federal government to work on the road. Thirdly, Omodioga Health Center is dilapidated and the government should work on it because we are contributing actively to the country through the production of oil and gas. Finally, the state government should look into the upgrade, promotion, and employment of more health and medical personnel. Wokike with that comment. Good morning, Jude. What we need in our community in John Krama is good road and good drinking water. Jane is saying, okay, I think this is the second or third person that has made a mention of John Krama having poor road and issues in that particular area. Talking about Ahoda West local government area. All right, 7 more minutes. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, hello? Please. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Welcome.
Hello.
Oh, dear, that line's not clear, please. 9.3. Good morning.
Hello, yes.
Good morning, please.
Yes, Jude. Yes, let me also remind you concerning the abandoned nature of Major Surgery University of Education, which is in Ndele campus of that university, over 1-2 miles there. You know, that the community, early 70s, submitted to the government. No compensation paid. The place too cannot be developed. It has been just lying away. You know? Why not they deploy some faculties or even go for new faculties and put them there to make the place, you know, viable and lively? The people of Urundene are using this medium to appeal to the government of River State through His Excellency Chief Barrister Owoniyesu Owusu, President of PLS Africa, because one of the queries that we should, you know, consider our request very, very auspiciously. We need it, and we are also going to support him in his aspiration for presidency and all. As soon as this is done, in fact, some of us, we pioneer in support and all that. We promise him that.
Okay, interesting. Unfortunately, we can't, you know, carry out campaigns. 9.3, good morning.
Good morning, Sir Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Madam Nusara Bukana.
Welcome.
Sir Jude, what I want to say in this 2022 is that the good people who want to get into the city, we will not suffer again through this road from Onne Junction to Eleme Junction. I want to see, as the year just started, I want to see the minister, former governor of Akwa Ibom State, Akwa Ibom, come back to fix this road for us, to have road to enter the city. And for those who want to return, to come back safely without any problem, without containers falling, without us entering into pits, without our bridge falling down. I want to beg that they should come and do something this year. Let them not leave this thing to 2023 to do politics with it. We want road to pass. That's my position. Madam Dasabukana, thank you, Jude.
Thank you very much. It's a big worry. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Jacob.
Good morning, Jacob.
Yes, I'm calling from Bonnie.
Welcome.
I want to throw the line of the caller from Anthony. Yes, what that young man has said, it's a fact. For 6 years and a half now of this state government, this thing, there was no any single job done in Andoni. So I would like the governor to visit the place. All the promises were just at the point of gone. Nothing has been done in that area. But each time I will open it, I'll be hearing a project all over River State. Cut across the 23 local government. I don't like this government at all. It's the worst government so far I have ever seen. No road, no water, nothing. in the Amtrak, more especially in local government headquarters. Go.
But you have a local government chairman. You have representatives. But you have a local government chairman and you have representatives. You have
no. What about other local government that has been citing a project? Do they have a local government chairman? Project for Faga and the rest of the AK have been running over the road you radio now. So that is all I want from you.
Okay.
Let him do something in
London. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, apologies there. All right. Let's see now. Facebook. Somebody says so winning. Say project so winning. Ozeo Obaweki. Oh, that's a lovely name. Obaweki. What will you do? Obaweki. It's a lovely name. Anyway, civil service job for all, whether they are indigenous or not, right? That's what Ozeo would like to see in River State. 923. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Roger, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Good
wish you the same.
Roger, why are we talking about the what is coming? I'm Emmanuel. I'm Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Please, the very important project that what we want our government to do for us now is like we are being like what of 7 months now. I've been calling a station also. So at least when we have light, we normally have water. There's water in some of our various communities. So what even though it is light, that light is to bring light for us. Even our local government chairman, I think this is trying to help us. This is not everything around now, because we have been doing that in business. No light, even our health impact is not working, all those things. So, but I believe if there is light for us, at least we can have a little development in this time. I think that is the important thing to everybody in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. All right, we have just about a minute. 0809-030-6416. That's why you send WhatsApp messages. Please do not call. Don't call that number. All right. The WhatsApp number once again. 0809-030-6416. Strictly for receiving of messages. Good morning, Jude. I would like to call on Governor Wike to complete the renovation of the 24 secondary schools, one each in the 23 local government areas of River State, two in Fauga, awarded in January 2015 by Amechi, but was stopped in July of 2015 when the governor came to power. Talking about Governor Wike, I want to also call on the current chairman of the local government areas of interest to me, Okreka and Oyigbo local government areas, to make sure that they execute meaningful projects, unlike their predecessors who wasted 3 years posting pictures of themselves with Governor Wike on Facebook. The Speaker of the River State House of Assembly is from Andoni. The Head of Civil Service is from Andoni. Text in Oyigbo. Wow. And Andoni people are saying that they don't have anything of recognition. Well, work apparently is starting soon. Sleeves are being rolled. Hands are about to get dirty. Let's get to hope that these requests get to be met. My name is Jude. Thank you as always.